Gmail James Driscoll less than real up human.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history at gmail.com. Contact us Split the Rock disclosure and notification of use of poetic content in new media creations for peace, trust building, not for business projects. One message. RealUpHuman.net less than RealUpHuman.net spelled realuphuman.net actively servicing the truth to all time human history at gmail.com, Saturday, May 12, 2018 at 12:57 a.m. 2. Info at splitthisrock.org. CC, splitthisrock.org at gruup.net spelled gruup.net. Great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference. http://www.splitthisrock.org/contact-us. Contacting Split This Rock. Email. General Inquiries, info@splitthisrock.org. And crazy talk animation video has been created from one of your poet's work you have on your site. As my mission is sound, I am giving you the disclosure that I am under fair use considerations to build new media, respectfully honored, it is in tribute, not for profit or any other business orientation goal. The goal here is peace, true peace building models of trust. The YouTube media is a response to What's Your Sexual Orientation by Sonia DeVries. Source text found as inspiring to peace building. Source URL and reference text placed here. http://www.splitthisrock.org/poetry-database/poems/a-response-to-what's-your-sexual-orientation. A response to What's Your Sexual Orientation? By Sonia DeVries. I'd say it's to the left of the persimmon. Split open, my fingertips slide into burnt orange pulp. Some days it's in the grip of a hawk flying up from the field, snake dangling from its mouth. Writhing, writhing. Could be in the river, her rising rapids urging me to pull off the road, and moments later, my clothes on the rocks, I enter her gasping. Or maybe it's just below the oak tree where March wind lifts my shirt, tender skin exposed, and the squirrels don't give a damn. Quote, would you please forward upward the contact stream to the author that this video media creation is made available to the public? I appreciate your website, I may be selecting more items for such artistic new work creations. Art preservatives. From the desk of at gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, great reasons as will unite peace. Your business card above here, if you care. My mission work is true peace building, and I do this with concern and care that my message is free of any possible conflict of interests motivations. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I am the owner and responsible website and other content administrator of a peace building trust networking platform. There is no business model, not even a non-profit, working under its model of production materials. That might change in the future, but for now, I must remain free of possible claims of dishonorable conducts on the web, which I am not. There are two working principles here. First principle is we are free to make our world a better place by sharing our understandings of one another. Unity. Second principle here is honesty. These are interchangeable priorities as they are equally of necessity in our daily lives. When honesty is not given its weighty truth, respect, self-centered, egotistical and narcissistic attitudes prevail as idolized ways of being. This is a malignant force, eventually, that is a foundation of collapse by being set into building creations, a house of cards. When in that collapse, destruction and annihilation is possible, but even if it is a cut-run opportunity to hide among a secret of lies, cheats, and steals, that ultimately separate us, and in that separating void is left a prevailing distrust that is hard to overcome, its collective hashtag social trust quotient lost. Now we don't typically think collective trusts in this way. We think in terms of our microcosm day-to-day of visibility. Dot. What here I speak about is an invisible force that is an emotional binding presence upon our community. But what can be done? What shall we do to overturn this force? To understand, this is a problem here in the United States of America extreme. And I aim to change the direction that foundational in modern day way of living, we are not following our founding fathers' vision. For that we have lost our way. Our society is set up on houses of cards. An eventual collapse if we don't take back command of our heart. Two articles from the Washington Post relate upon these subjects directly. It's not about the title of the article, but an inset quotes. The left's Denmark envy. Social trust is, well, what it sounds like. How much do you trust your neighbors? and in turn, how trustworthy are they? In a low-trust place such as Greece, people don't trust the neighbors not to cheat, which in turn makes them more likely to cheat themselves, because why should you stay honest when everyone else is getting away with something? This affects everything, whether people pay the taxes, whether they take benefits they don't really need, how easy it is to regulate companies. And social trust also works as a productivity booster, because you can do away with a lot of the cumbersome monitoring that is ubiquitous in modern societies, the supervisors who oversee low-level workers, the store clerks who keep an eye on the customers. Every worker who is not making sure that people don't steal a shirt can be re-employed doing something that actually increases output. The United States simply doesn't have that level of trust. And while it would be nice to think that we could get there if companies and government simply stopped acting so suspicious, the fact is that they frequently act suspicious because, well, Americans cheat more than Danes do. Compare, for example, the American and Danish rates of tax evasion. Moreover, the mutual suspicion that Americans feel for each other restricts the range of politically feasible policies. But even if that weren't the case, we have no easy recipe for making our society more trusting. Which leaves us where we are. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings. But while we all know from experience that shootings can lead to faltering trust, the reverse appears to be true as well. My research has found that declining trust in our institutions, our social structures, and one another leads to more lethal violence, including mass murder. As abstract as these sentiments may seem, they predispose certain people to kill. In fact, they explain homicide rates better than any other factor, including unemployment, guns, drugs, or a permissive justice system. When we lose faith in our government and political leaders, when we lack a sense of kinship with others, when we feel we just can't get a fair shake, it affects the confidence with which we go about our lives. Small disagreements, indignities, and disappointments that we might otherwise brush off may enrage us, generating hostile, defensive, and predatory emotions, and in some cases give way to violence. Have I gotten your attention? I hope so. Now when, if you play the video that is within the medias produced here. From the YouTube channel of @realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, you may wish to also check out the other videos in the collection. They're not organized in any fashion unless they are on a playlist. They are uploaded by inspiration of what I encounter in my online web content surfing. In that search, I am a seeker of good. There is a priority video that is actually also named and attached to the @FBI as it relates to the trust quotes above that appear at the Washington Post. Is the Washington Post a trustworthy news source of yours? It is mine and most Americans, I would guess. To @FBI community cultural health #delete Facebook combined. 126 views. James Driscoll. Published on March 23, 2018. This matter is of extreme importance to get into new mindsets of where society should be placing mental wellness factors in technology tools. This one is complex, but it hits to the heart of the #BlackLivesMatter, #PoliceLivesMatter shootings, the school shootings memeplex, and the #HumanEtech applied change of ideal constructs that just this week, announcement of change is made from Facebook because of the trending sharing meme #DeleteFacebook. This under 22 playtime minutes video places all of these issues together in a presentation that should be shared to every single human person, including students and educators, teachers, politicians, and lawyers. Category: People and Blogs. License: Standard YouTube License. Then finally, this is the final video in a more than hour-long long-form YouTube playlist. These videos collectively give a foundation new constructs of focus, priority, and foundation of old wisdom that we have lost. I hope that you find your way to also watch in full and share this video playlist to your collective circles of influences. I would appreciate it kindly. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen at Split This Rock. Sincerely, James Martin Driscoll. 15. Play all. @GrewUp Conflict Resolution System Presentation. #MactaPond. @GrewUp Conflict Resolution System Presentation. Personal Introduction. Wind Resistant Houses 344. Persuasive Technology, @GrewUp 2018, 624. View full playlist, 15 videos. @GrewUp Conflict Resolution System Presentation. 15 videos, 378 views, last updated on May 3, 2018. #MactaPond. Presenting the foundation of ideals to the development of a new technology interface of an assisted conflict resolution system. In our world, we have intractable conflicts that remain challenged to be placed upright and resolved. These challenges go to a lack in communication tools that focuses on unification. Counter to what one might think, our society with the current popularity mainstream social media tool platforms being used is becoming detached by way of these technology tools. They're generating one more media marketing frenzy to the profit of companies at the expense of addiction and mental health. Our society is being hijacked by technology. The problem is described in this link http://humanetech.com/problem-the-way. I propose a two-tier cooperative development project. First, the introduction of a morality currency accounting and tracking system called #CramoBones. Second, a user interface that will engage users across domains or even offline that will enable the temporary human-to-human, a human-to-group collective purpose bonding presence of the peace and reconciliation binding knot of #MapaTapo. These two symbols are sourced from the African Adinkra symbolic communication system and much can be utilized in the entire Adinkra set of symbols to the creation of a new communication tool. The way Adinkra is communicative effective is found in this link. https://www.christinabedinus.co/2017/. This can work to form new understandings across culturally different lifestyles. There are over 100 Adinkra symbols in use today. The final video presented in this presentation is an introduction to the Adinkra.